keeking at the necht. Afore we could look for life, we had first to keek at the necht and tack the swatch of the cindery planets. And for to do this, man had to mak ever better lenses and lang scopes to see through. It was the astrologues, the men that made the stars and planets their business, that mak at the first lang scopes. In the earlier days, astrologues look at baith at the planets as chiels to learn about, and to foretell what was to come, as folk commonly thought the coming and going of the planets could affect our lives on the yard. The first ken speckled Scots astrologue was James Gregory for Aberdeen. In 1666 he became Professor of Mathematics at the University of St Andrews, and for 1674 at Edinburgh, but died young. In his work Optica Promota, he described the cindery parts of the reflecting lang scope that he had sell makit. It had intil a parabolic mirror for to pit recht on the lichts going asclent that made the images bleary. It was another northeast chiel, James Ferguson, for Rothie May in Aberdeenshire, that more or less established the heir to the astrologue in Scotland as a respected academic body. He big up models for to show who the planets gaed about our sun guard and set for papers anent the original and making of the universe. Through the 18th and 19th centuries, educate men and women in Scotland that had the time and siller, started making use of the lang scopes and other split new graithen for looking at the planets and stars as a middle and upper class interest. But out of their siller and the fund at colleges, a wheen observators now sprung up about the kintra. Yin of the first was at the University of Glasgow, the first purpose bigot yin at Oniversity in the Hale United Kinrick, and steed it at Dow Hill in 1760. It was cried the MacFarlane Observator. Wark started on another yin at Calton Hill in Edinburgh in 1776, but it didna get off the grun for want of siller. Though the first society of astrologues in the Hale UK, the Astronomical Institute of Edinburgh, was founded in the city in 1811. No lang after, in 1824, Edinburgh had its first observatory at Calton Hill. An observatory was opened at Lergs in Ayrshire in 1808 and cried after its founder, Major General Sir Thomas Brisbane. And about the year 1826, another yin was opened at the Crummell Tour at King's College, Aberdeen. The Dundee manufacturer John Mills was the first to big an observatory in Dundee, his ain private yin on the braes of Dundee law. But it wasn't until 1935 that Dundee's first public yin, the Mills Observatory, was established. And the oldest public observatory in Scotland is the Coates, that was established on Oakshaw Street in Paisley in 1882. Thomas Henderson for Dundee was a pint at the first real astrologue for Scotland in the 1820s and did ken speckle work in establishing the lang lengths between the stars. Scotland's first female astrologue was Mary Fairfax, Mrs. Somerville, for Jethert and the Borders. A lady of many erts and perts, she was the first woman elected to the Royal Astronomical Society and became namely after her work The Mechanism of the Heavens, was set forth in 1831. For a long time, this was used as a textbook in some colleges. The first lady to hold the position of the real astrologue for Scotland is Professor Catherine Hymans, a graduate of the University of Edinburgh, a painter in 2021. While sundry astrologues doing through hundreds a year has held opinions anent other life, but as a body, their scientists doesna say a thing or another anent UFOs. They keek at the stars, they ettle after possible planets that could hold life, whiles offer us the gathered data and ert us to the stark facts. But athout the work of their folk, we would have nothing to reason with.